Andy Warhol was fascinated by commercial images of all types, Campbell's soup cans, boxes of Brillo, but celebrity was the central theme of his life and career. Here's San Francisco impresario Mark Hustis with his take.
I know that his obsession with celebrity started in the early 60s and, you know, was sort of an evolution of the branding of the Brillo boxes and stuff like that, where he was one of the first people to see that indeed celebrities were brands as well.
Warhol returned again and again to those brands: Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Jackie O, Elvis. His favorite portrait subjects were people whose images were already familiar: Hollywood actors, criminals, politicians, musicians, but also people whose lives were marked by tragedy. He was interested in the contrast between the person and the persona. The person was subject to tragedy, addiction, heartache, death, whereas the persona rose above. But fame, like life, is fleeting. Mark Hustis.
I think that Warhol's quote of everybody will be famous for 15 minutes, I mean, goddamn, that's just like particularly these days is so accurate.
Warhol did everything he could to make sure his fame lasted longer than 15 minutes. His persona has been called his greatest work of art, and over the course of his career, he used self-portraits to build and maintain his public image to ensure his own immortality even long after his death.